I am sceptical, and the size of Donegal and the amount of council housing that we have, that nobody has been removed from a council house for any kind of antisocial or criminal activity. And it's quite annoying, because I'm contacted day and daily by really, really good people in real need of local authority housing, and who would snatch up that opportunity if it become available. And I know for a fact of a small minority of people who are involved in crime, are going through court proceedings, and are making the lives of their neighbours a misery. And it's very, very frustrating to see that the council hasn't moved to evict any of these people who are negatively affecting their neighbours, when there is such good people in need who would take these houses in a heartbeat.
Do you think it's a case that the council are waiting to see maybe how the court proceedings go and them to be finalised before making a call on whether to evict a tenant or not?
I'm aware of court proceedings have been finalised. I'm actually aware of people who have been to prison, released and come back into social housing. I would stress is a very, very small minority of people, but nonetheless, it causes great stress to the people who might live on their street, people who might live quite fearfully of these people coming back on their street. And I just don't think it's right that somebody who has been taken through the court, somebody has been convicted, can still get social housing above those people who've been waiting 6, 7, 8, 9 years for a house, and who would be nothing but benefit to the local community if they were given that house.